Idiot.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert, mourning a former First Lady. I'm Dave Anthony. Barbara Bush was surrounded by family when she died last night in Houston.
I don't have a fear of death for my precious George or for myself, because I know that there is a great God.
That was her 5 years ago. Her husband of 73 years, former President George H.W. Bush, says he's heartbroken. Her son, who is also President George W. Bush, will be on Fox Business Network later this hour as tributes pour in from around the world.
Mrs. Bush will lie in repose at St. Martin's Episcopal Church here in Houston, Texas on Friday. The funeral services on Saturday will also be at the same church, followed by her burial at the Bush Presidential Library in College Station, Texas, which will be her final resting place.
That's Fox's Adam Housley outside the Bush home in Houston. President Trump's getting ready for a meeting at some point with North Korea's leader, and he tweeted, denuclearization will be a great thing for the world. CIA Director Mike Pompeo went to Pyongyang last week and met with Kim Jong-un. The president wrote the meeting went very smoothly, forming a good relationship. Southwest and other airlines are inspecting engines on 737 jets the day after one exploded, killing a passenger on a Southwest flight that made an emergency landing in Philadelphia. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Dave, Southwest CEO Gary Kelly says there were no problems with the plane or its engine when it was inspected on Sunday, as the NTSB is looking into what caused Flight 1380 to blow an engine, showering the jet with shrapnel and breaking a window. NTSB Chair Robert Sumwalt says one of the engine's fan blades was missing.
And our preliminary examination of this was that there's evidence of metal fatigue where the blade separated.
Wells Fargo Bank executive Jennifer Reardon of New Mexico was killed. Seven others were hurt, Dave.
Tanya, drama on a Southwest flight this morning. It struck a bird shortly after takeoff from Nashville, had to turn around and land. This is Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
President Trump also tweeted this morning about Stormy Daniels. The porn star claims she had sex with him years before he was elected. Daniels also claims some guy threatened her several years ago, and if she didn't keep quiet about it. The president commented on a sketch of the guy, calling him non-existent, adding it's a total con job.
In an appearance on The View, Stormy Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, revealed the composite of a man she says threatened her in 2011 over her allegations of an affair with the president over a decade ago. Twitter jokesters were quick to point out the sketch looks awfully familiar, saying it resembles New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. Others say actors Willem Dafoe, Matt Damon, Mark Hamill, or a male model. Comparisons lighting up the site. One tweeting, man, Willem Dafoe's career has really taken a nosedive. Hamill getting in on the joke, tweeting, but I have an alibi for that day. Daniels and her attorney, Michael Avenatti, offering a $100,000 reward to anyone who can identify the perpetrator. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
One day next month, Starbucks is going to close all its locations in the afternoon to give workers racial bias sensitivity training.
What happened in our store that resulted in the arrest of these two young men was reprehensible. Shouldn't have happened.
That's CEO Kevin Johnson on Fox Business Network this morning, talking about the two men arrested in Philadelphia. That led to days of protests. The manager called police after they wanted to use the bathroom, didn't buy anything, and were not leaving. Surprised customers say the guys were not doing anything wrong. Well, if you did not make yesterday's tax deadline, You have one more day, the IRS extending it now to midnight tonight because of problems allowing people to file electronically yesterday. Some IRS computers had crashed. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising. The morning after the Dow went up 213 points. Most markets overseas also going higher. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Hey, good morning. Our local news brought to you by Gina Johnson and her new book, Let's Make It a Habit. Let her teach her staff how to cut down on stress, improve synergy and communication, and develop positive habits. Visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Urbana City Council has approved a permit for OSF Healthcare's first urgent care outpatient clinic in the area. The News Gazette says the clinic needed the permit to open in its zoning district. An OSF spokeswoman said more information is still coming on the services you can get at the clinic. An arts festival is coming back to Eastern Illinois University. Celebration, a festival of arts, returns on Friday. It'll feature an art fair and live entertainment throughout the weekend. A Champaign man has been arrested for armed robbery after he went to court on an unrelated case. Jerrion Gibson was charged in connection with a holdup that happened in the 1000 block of Northwood Street in Champaign. He was arrested on a warrant that came out last month. A third person has been arrested in connection to a December robbery at a Savoy gas station. The News Gazette says 22-year-old Kenichi Townsend was arrested on charges of armed robbery and aggravated robbery. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's Gina Johnson talking about her new book, Let's Make It a Habit, a new guidebook to good habits that beat negativity.
Well, I've always had a passion to help people manage their responses to negative life situations, negative people, and negative things. I like to coach people to navigate these situations by learning how to deal with negativity without becoming consumed by it. My book, Let's Make It a Habit, and my in-person workshops will help your employees and coworkers be more productive and effective at work, which ultimately result in better relationships. This means less conflict and improved communication skills, and it's all done for you. Let's start with a complimentary needs assessment and business analysis to ensure you get the results you need. Visit letsmakeitahabit.com or come to my speaking event hosted by the Urbana Business Association on April 25th from 11 to 12 at the Urbana Civic Center.
Your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
Well, the sun's trying to come out. We do have a slight chance of precipitation before 1 today. Today's high 53, 33 hour low tonight, a 20% chance of precipitation. That could be in the form of some snow showers. We've got wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. Thursday's high at 52, down to around 30, partly cloudy conditions. By Friday, we've got plenty of sunshine with a high 57. The Autism Walk comes our way at Champaign County Fairgrounds Saturday. Partly sunny with a high 58. Currently 33, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, we knew that it was going to be awful on Monday. And then just 50s, and then we're going to get to 60s next week.
Yes.
So we're getting there.
By Sunday, up to 62.
Okay, it's just so much better.
Right.
It's just so much better. It's not 70, but we'll get there. We'll get there, my friends. Don't worry about that. It's good to have you listening. It is Wednesday morning. Sugar Buster Club meeting coming up in about 25 minutes.
All righty.
Warren Honeycutt, I think he did a TV pilot. He was up to something. We'll talk to him about that. Cubs, Cardinals. Cardinals win. They got beat 8 out of 9 in Wrigley Field last year, and now they've tied their win total from all of last year in the first game. Brutally cold wind chills in the 20s. In Wrigley Field, they got it in 5-3. Matt Carpenter, the big hero. We'll get the recap, Cardinal recap, coming up. They play again today on US 105.9, your home of the Chicago Cubs, and here on ESPN 93.5, home of the St. Louis Cardinals. We've got the ball game, and we'll be on the air, I think, 12:25 for a 1:15 first start, 12:20, I think. John Rooney will have a recap here coming up in just a few moments. Okay, off and running, April 18. After announcing last year that he would not seek re-election, Representative Charles Dent has decided to leave Congress before his term is finished. After discussions with my family and careful reflection, I've decided to leave Congress in the coming weeks, a Republican from Pennsylvania said in a statement. But Dent's not the only one not coming back. This year has been a record number of GOP lawmakers leaving Capitol Hill. And now, ladies and gentlemen, former National Young Republican Chair and the GOP National Committee woman from Maryland, our friend Nicole Ambrose. How are you?
Stevie J, I am great. How are you? Great to be on your show again.
Always a pleasure to welcome such a bright, energetic, wonderful sound. Why? Why is everybody leaving town?
Well, great question. We've got 59 House members retiring alone, but don't worry. There have been worse years, such as 92. Some of it is there's a whole bunch of different types of retirement, right? If we had to break it out, we have people who are just old. There are a bunch of like 80 and 70 year olds who are retiring. My gosh, you know, it is hard to be a congressman. You are just constantly running for office to be reelected every 2 years. It is a rough life. And then you've got people, even if they're running for a different office, that's still classified as a retirement. And, you know, there's been about 8 scandals, a few folks in both parties. But on the GOP side, the GOP in the House is defending twice as many seats as the Democrats are this fall. So that will be a little tricky, to say the least.
All right. So the House, I mean, again, it's just very difficult. And I understand history, but it's very difficult to me to believe that the Democrats are offering anything stunning. I don't even know what they're offering. And Nancy Pelosi is my new speaker. It just isn't firing me up here.
I personally love their press conference on how they're going to do tax hikes the second they're elected to office. I'm like, I just want them to talk about that all year long.
Yeah, right.
They're
going to
raise our taxes. I'm like, you go for that. That's a great campaign strategy.
Yeah, and there's no chance it wouldn't be Nancy Pelosi or Steny Hoyer, your guy in Maryland. Would he have a shot? Or is somebody younger coming in? Because I know some of the younger Democrats are grumbling.
I would hope they would grumble, but the trick is going to be the vitriolic fight in the Democrat Party for if they're, you know, a little more old school, a la Hillary Clinton, or if they're progressive Bernie. And there's quite a civil war inside the Democrat Party over that.
Well, I mean, if you put Conor Lamb up, I mean, people like that can get elected. I just don't know. He's so far away from the progressives, I don't know how he stands.
You know, and part of it is we'll have to see how he actually votes.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I've seen a lot of people play that game. We had another congressman here in Maryland who said he was a moderate, was even considering running as an independent, but he ran as a Democrat, and then he voted with Obama 95% of the time.
I got you.
So, no, that's not a moderate. Yeah. You know, he said whatever he had to say to get elected, and then he was a liberal Democrat.
The Senate, I think, is harder for the Democrats, isn't it? They're defending
many,
there's a lot of red states that have a Democratic senator. I think there's some issues for the Democrats there, aren't there?
There are. If you just look at the numbers right now, there's a much better chance the Republicans hold the Senate, if not pick up. Any of the seats that we're defending or the seats we're really targeting, like Missouri, for example, are seats Trump won by a lot.
Yeah.
So there is a chance the Republicans could even have a few pickups there. The House is problematic just because of the number of seats being defended. Some very popular Republicans are retiring in districts that can be a little closer, but they are popular in their districts. And another reason for that is committee chairmanships. On both the Senate side and the House side, there are a lot of Republicans who are leaving who did a good job. And the person who did the best job, as far as I'm concerned, was House Financial Services Chairman Jeb Hensarling. He ran that committee. He came up with a plan for tax reform. They drafted it. That committee was so focused on it. And the second they had a chance to pass it and get it through and get it signed by President Trump, they got it done. And look at the benefits the American economy is experiencing because of that.
Yeah.
But we have to realize this is a Republican thing. Democrats don't have this. Back when Speaker Gingrich was in charge, they passed a rule saying you can only be a committee chairman for 3 consecutive terms or 6 years in the House. Great theory, being if you can't get it done in 6 years, we have to give someone else a chance. And so now we're seeing those folks say, I'm going out on top. I'm done. And we're losing them.
Barbara Bush.
Oh, yeah.
I found my eyes getting a little wet. I think it was, I didn't know her. I respected her and liked her. I think we're losing that in America. We're losing the class, the grit, the grace. I don't think we're regenerating that anymore, and I was sad.
She was an icon. She kind of, in so many ways, in her humble way, in her strong-willed way, exemplified all the good stuff about America. You know, she said, you know, one of her, I was reading through a bunch of her more famous quotes this morning, and, you know, one of them was, you know, get involved in big ideas, mm-hmm. you know, and you can see it's that she didn't create a legacy just because of a family name. She created a legacy because she encouraged people to strive and be their best and get out and be leaders in the community. And then at the same time, she was just a deeply human woman in the best sense of the word. How she said, the Chicago Tribune had a great article on her where they were quoting her along the lines of, she said, you know, at the end of the day, you're never going to regret that you do one more deal. You're going to regret that you didn't spend time with your family yeah. and your children.
Nicolee Ambrose, you're the best. Always a pleasure. Thank you, as always.
Thanks, DJ.
It's Nicolee Ambrose from Maryland. Yeah, I got a little clip from Barbara Bush I'll play here. I really liked her. I think most did. First Lady Barbara Bush passes away at the age of 92. A little more on that coming up. Let's check your sports headlines.
Valparaiso beat the Illini 11-7, stopping their five-game winning streak. And next up on Illinois field will be Grand Canyon University coming in this weekend. Cardinals beat the Cubs 5-3 yesterday. They've got a game this afternoon. You can hear the action here on ESPN 93.5 if you're a Cardinal fan, or over on US 105.9 if you're a Cubs fan. Right now we've got your Redbird recap.
You know, once...
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney at Wrigley Field in Chicago, where last night the Cardinals scored two in the third, three more in the eighth inning, and a three-run rally in the eighth started by a two-out home run from Paul DeJong. And Ricky, he broke it 0-for-13 with a major home run.
He's such a dangerous hitter. Even when he's not hitting well, he can come through with his power, and he had a long home run to left. Cardinals were able to get three runs late in this game, and they needed them. Cubs always play tough at home. They scored two late against Greg Holland, but Bud Norris came on to nail down the victory, picking up his fourth save. He was terrific, going an inning and two-thirds to pick up that save.
The Cardinals won the game 5-3. Adam Wainwright picked up the win. He's 1-2, an 11-2 lifetime at Wrigley Field. Today, weather permitting, Luke Weaver against John Lester.
Luke Weaver may be the Cardinals' best pitcher at the moment. He's been red hot, always like to see him pitch.
And on the air at 12:25.
Hi, I'm Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klatt.
And I'm Matt Scott, Paralympic basketball gold medalist and Wisconsin's biggest fan.
Okay, Matt, summer in Wisconsin, speed round. Ready?
Let's go.
Have you been camping?
Check.
To Summerfest?
Every year.
Kayaking?
Of course.
Sailing?
Check.
Festivals?
As many as I can.
Wow, what don't you do?
It's like I always tell my friends, don't you dare threaten me with a good time in Wisconsin unless you really mean it.
Well, I love it, and you'll love Wisconsin too. Visit TravelWisconsin.com to learn more.
After a five-run first inning, the Oakland A's beat the Chicago White Sox 10-2 yesterday. They've got a game this afternoon. Also trending in Illini Nation is that Friday, May 18th game. It's Illini night down at Busch Stadium when the Cardinals face the Phillies 7:15 first pitch. They've tapped Brad Underwood to be our Illini represented there. He'll do 45 minutes of autographs. They're spotlighting as a theme the Bragging Rights game. So I believe, you know, the Illini and Missouri well represented at Busch. Again, that's Friday, May 18th. And the first 30,000 fans, 16 and under, will get a Bob Gibson pitching rubber as they walk into that game.
All right.
So many unique promotions down at Busch.
Cardinals have some good stuff. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, the sun's trying to peek out this morning. Not bad. High 53, low 33. The chance of precipitation at 30%. breezy, too, with wind gusts as high as 33 miles an hour by tonight. Decrease in the clouds tomorrow with a high 52, low 30. As we go into Friday, we're expecting sunshine and a high 57, low 34. 58 on Saturday, 62 on Sunday. Currently 33 at ESPN 93.5.
And our Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at Provident Financial Group LLC.com. The matriarch of the Bush family, Barbara Bush, died last night at the age of 92. I've got a clip from her. She's very witty, very tough, very classy. 720 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, Morgan Stanley's earnings are in stronger than expected. Its profit increased 38% in the recent quarter. It was helped by the new tax law and by market trading. IBM's quarter was mixed, though. Earnings were stronger than expected, but that's because of the benefit of the tax law. Though the company is transforming into a tech company providing cloud services and artificial intelligence, that part of the business isn't progressing fast enough for investors. You have another day to pay your taxes until midnight tonight. The Internal Revenue Service is granting taxpayers a one-day penalty-free extension because of an IRS computer system breakdown yesterday. The electronic filing system was down for most of the day. Service wasn't restored until late yesterday. The Dow was up 213 yesterday. NASDAQ gained 124. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-567-7906 now for your free reputation analysis. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-566-7906 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of tanks in the world. There's the German Leopold and the M1 Abrams, but the most common and widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call out the National Guard if you come up on one of these babies. They can't help. Instead, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer at 337-5996. Having a war with your restaurant grease traps? Gulliford provides grease trap cleanings, along with sewer line cleaning, camera inspections, and jetting service. Visit them at GullifordServices.com or call 337-5996 the next time you're facing a septic or sewer line battle. You've heard the horror stories.
After we got the job, it's trashed and dirty.
Most just assume they aren't clean. Well, ours are. For your next event, wedding, backyard gathering, festival, race, or job site, book a clean, affordable Illinois portable toilet. Offering a large variety of styles and colors from the basic portable restroom to flush-style units and even luxury mobile restrooms with AC and sinks with running water so you can potty in luxury. Make it clean and comfortable with Illinois portable toilets. Call 239-JOHN. That's 239-5646.
Yeah, I was frightened this morning. I went into our restroom. We have boys and girls restrooms here.
Yes.
And I noticed that there was a problem with the toilet.
Uh-oh.
And I tried flushing it, and guess what?
It overflowed.
No. But there was a problem with the toilet. But I was not even phased because of my Gulliford experience.
Didn't even flinch.
Didn't even flinch. Grabbed the plunger, took care of the issue.
You're a hard-working man.
I'm a hard-working man. There are lots of hard-working men and women, and I'm heading out to do their jobs.
Yep.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Along with ESPN 93.5 and Spirion Staffing, we're launching our Hard-Working Man series. I'll be working at Illinois Portable Toilets and Gulliford Septic and Sewer.
Done.
I'm heading to work at Spring Green and at CMI,
actually,
Chemical Maintenance Incorporated as well. And follow along on Facebook and Twitter or at ESPNCU.com. It's the Hard-Working Man series. Getting started soon with Spirion Staffing and ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, well, so I was at Gulliford last week, Illinois Portable Toilets. This coming Tuesday, I'll be at Chemical Maintenance, Inc.
We're darn near sold out. I think we have spots for maybe one more business.
Okay.
But it's expensive.
I'm glad the parks are early on. That's nice, people.
We should have made it more expensive. I totally messed up with that.
I thought you said less time.
Oh, I should have done that, too.
Less time, more
money and less time. I'm going to work for the company for 3 hours. So, 725. All right. So, if you want to hear Barbara Bush at a moment that, yeah, very typical for her. Barbara Bush died at the age of 92 yesterday, and she was able to navigate 73 years of George Herbert Walker Bush, wife of a president and mother of a president. Has anybody else did? Abigail Adams, maybe?
One person.
Well, Abigail Adams was a wife of John, and was she alive when John Quincy was president, the sixth second and the sixth president, maybe? Anyway, she had a lot. She was strong. She was tough. You did not want to criticize the Bushes around her.
Abigail Adams is right.
Thank you.
Close advisor, wife of John Adams, as well as the mother of John Quincy Adams.
So here's Barbara Bush years ago.
You know, once when I heard an interviewer ask George what accomplishment he was most proud of, I wondered what would he answer. What do you say his years as a Navy pilot, a businessman, a public servant? Or would he speak about some of the changes that have happened since he has been president? The collapse of communism, the fact that our children no longer live in fear of nuclear holocaust? Or would he say the enactment of the nation's most comprehensive civil rights law to protect the rights of disabled Americans? What would he answer? Well, it's the same answer George Bush always gives, that his children still come home.
Barbara Bush, years ago, talking about her husband George, who she called his hero. It was the only man Barbara Bush ever kissed, was George Herbert Walker Bush.
So sweet.
Met when they were 17 years old.
Aww.
A long time ago, and she's just classy. And I'm not sure we're regenerating that. It's a whole different era. But that grace and class, we'll miss that. It's 7:27. As things do get a little warmer, you might go outside and have a peek around. It's getting nice and light here in that 6 o'clock hour finally.
Mm-hmm.
And dark later. And painting. You might notice the house, maybe even along the gutters, are going to need some painting. May I suggest precision painting? Chad Ebert was on our show last week talking about it. He's a U of I grad. He's a local guy. Whyprecision.com. That's all I want you to know is go to their website, check before and after. I mean, talk about dilapidated, but you say, well, all you did was paint. It looks that much better. Yeah. And they're very good. You can check references. I think I'm even on there because he painted my house.
One of the things that sticks out to me is he doesn't job hop.
Yep, they stay. So when they're on your house, they're done. They're there till they're done. And people like that because, yeah, they're not working. They got another run over in Dan. No,
right.
They stay at your place. Talented, experienced painters you can trust. Why don't you get an estimate? That's free. Just go to whyprecision.com, and you can say, you know, you want a free quote, and they'll get hold of you, and they'll come out and have a look around. They'll give you a quote, and you can say yay, nay. But know it'll be done right. That's what they do. They paint houses, and they're good at it. Whyprecision.com, inside, outside. I'm probably thinking outside now for summer. The summers do fill up quickly. So if you want them to paint your home or at least get a quote, doesn't cost you anything, I encourage you to go to whyprecision.com, whyprecision.com, and say hey to Chad Ebert when you see him. Anybody, this is kind of random, but I do that a lot. Anybody get a rock hitting their windshield? I mean, when that happens, you just cringe and kind of peek, right? Because you're like, oh, but there he goes.
I was in the car the other day, and I heard a little pop, and I was wondering, uh-oh, do I have one of those stars that's going to spider out soon?
American Eagle Auto Glass, Wade Adams is the owner, and they have a location in Danville and Champaign, and Wade's one of our Cardinal sponsors. And I was kind of chewing the fat with him a little bit, and I said, you know what? If we, and there are a million little chips on windshields a year in America. I don't know if I have anybody listening that has had a recent chip hit their windshield. Well, I'm going to buy somebody a repair. It's only $50.
Oh, nice.
If they, in fact, I'll pay the $50, but if you want to pay another $25, they'll actually come to your office and do it.
Wow.
Yeah, American Eagle Auto Glass up on Bloomington Road. So if you want, you text me. I mean, the odds of somebody that is listening this second right now that has or knows somebody that got a darn chip in their windshield, because you don't generally share that. It's just,
I know.
But it's got to be relatively fresh, because I learned that if it's been there a while, you can't do much.
I see.
It's got to be kind of in the last few weeks.
Okay.
So anybody, random, 359-2255, I'm happy to pick up the tab on this if you just haven't. I know somebody went back and forth to Danville on a day and got two.
Really?
Yeah, because trucks drop little pebbles.
Yeah, that's right.
Tires spin around. It
flips off the tire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, text in, just kind of random, 359-2255, 359-2255. If you have a chip in your windshield, let me know.
And pretty cool service from American Eagle Auto Glass.
I'm going to take care of it for you because I like you. Sugar Buster Club meeting is next. ESPN 93.5 at 7:30.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster.
You know, I've always felt I was the world's luckiest woman.
The wife of the 41st President of the United States and mother of the 43rd, Barbara Bush, died at her home in Houston. She was 92 years old, 19 when she married George H.W. Bush. They had six children. A family spokesman says he was with her when she died. There's a public viewing on Friday, a private funeral Saturday. Southwest Airlines is inspecting all engines similar to the one that blew during a flight that made an emergency landing in Philadelphia.
NTSB Chair Robert Sumwalt says one of the engine's fan blades was missing.
There's evidence of metal fatigue where the blade separated.
Jennifer Reardon of New Mexico was killed in the incident. Witnesses say fellow passengers dragged her back in as the sudden decompression of the cabin pulled her partway through a smashed window. Seven others were hurt.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Dow futures are up 80 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. Fox News. We report. You decide.
ESPN 93.5. Little stunned that we're getting rock chips.
Yes.
I thought we'd not get any because the odds of somebody listening to this, but we are. So, gosh, now what? I didn't think we'd even get one.
359-2255.
All right, yeah, send them in. If you got a rock chip here in the last, darn it, I thought the odds are that nobody's going to be listening. But they are, so I'm going to pay for one.
Yep, Jeremy says inside the last week, and Deb said just, I have a rock chip.
Okay.
By the way, Deb, a sugar buster, might want to check in with her to see how she's doing.
Yeah, right. Okay, let me now figure it out. Talk about not thinking much about this, because I said, you know, well, there probably won't be anybody, but I'll at least mention American Eagle Auto Glass.
Exactly.
Okay, well, good. I'm going to buy one, so let me figure out how.
Okay.
Find our local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by our good friend Larry Canfer. He and Elena leading a trip to Ireland. You can go to steviejaytravel.com, and you can check it out and get on board. He still has a few spots left. That'll be September. But right now, I want you to think about that gift. Find the perfect gift for your Illini grad, or honor a coworker or friend who's retiring with artwork, and that's what it is. It is amazing artwork from Larry Canfer. Give the best. Give a Larry Canfer. Visit the gallery on South Neal Street or canfer.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Champaign man has been arrested for armed robbery after he went to court on an unrelated case. Jerrion Gibson was charged in connection with a holdup that happened in the 1000 block of Northwood Street in Champaign. A third person has been arrested in connection to a December robbery at a Savoy gas station. The News Gazette says 22-year-old Kenichi Townsend was arrested on charges of armed robbery and aggravated robbery for the holdup of the Circle K at 407 North Dunlap Drive. The IRS has announced you get an extra day to file your income taxes. The IRS encountered system issues on Tuesday morning, and so with that, the IRS is giving taxpayers an additional day to file and pay their taxes. You now have until midnight tonight to file. Acting IRS Commissioner David Cotter said this was the busiest tax day of the year, and the IRS apologizes for the inconvenience the system issue caused taxpayers. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Delight the Illini graduate and honor the retiree with artwork by Larry Canfer. With the largest collection of U of I photographs, you'll find the perfect one that celebrates the occasion. Each original photograph is created and signed by the artist. Give the best. Give a Larry Canfer. Visit the gallery on South Neal Street or canfer.com.
Larry Canfer's stuff is just like you cock your head looking at it and go, man. No, I'm, you know, I hate sucking up, but I really am. I think he's amazing. I think he is the best photographer ever. No, there's no. The best photographer ever. Yes, he is. No, he is. Yes, he is. I think he's great. Okay. I am Stevie J. It is 7:34. Sugar Buster Club meeting. You want to text in 359-2255. 359-2255. If you want to text in anything regarding sugar or rat poison, as I call it, it'll make your life better. We had three new members. It was a husband, wife, and son. We had three new members, husband, wife, and son. They all got Sugar Buster certificates. So the next number out is member 92.
So oh, wow.
We had 90, 91, and 92. So I guess the next number out 93.
Oh, great.
It's a family from Gibson City. They said it's life-changing. So I want to tell Warren about that coming up. First, Jeremy, how are you?
I'm doing great, Stevie. How you doing?
All right, my friend. What the heck happened? You got a rock chip? How soon? How long ago?
Actually, it's almost a week ago today. I was on my way to a Cardinals game, Cardinals versus Brewers. It was not the one where Carpenter hit the walk-off, but it was the next day. It was a day game. And it's about the size of a pencil eraser.
Yep.
One of these number two pencil ones. But
yep.
Perfectly round. But I've been putting it off, you know, this week thinking, you know, I really want to invest something?
I know.
Something so small.
I know. I got you covered. It's only $50. I'm going to pay for it, Jeremy. And
thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for listening. American Eagle Auto Glass has it. And, in fact, if you want to foot another 25, they'll come to your work in Champaign-Urbana or just take it in. I don't think it's a long process. Wade says it doesn't take long. They fix that thing before it gets worse, and it's very important to have a very, very good windshield that has the integrity and the strength. That's just a safety issue. But I shall cover it for you, my friend. I think we have his number. Yeah, we have your number, I think. Jeremy, give me another second. Hold on. We'll take care of that for you, buddy. Thanks for listening.
Outstanding. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you for listening. And that's great. I mean, it's great that, not great that he, but it's great that we could fix it. And we're going to do that with American Eagle Auto Glass. If we had his number, we got Jeremy's number. Okay. All right, we're good. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to text in about another matter, it's called sugar. Oh, yeah.
I'm so tired of him talking about sugar.
There's something strange in your sugar mood. Who are you going to call? Sugar Busters with a good friend, Warren Honeycutt. What did you do it like a TV in your sugar pilot? Mood. What's going on with you, my friend?
Who are you going
to
call?
Hey, Stevie J. Why would you start there?
Because I saw something and I said, you're a star, man.
Well, we've been working on several months now. Pilot, Stevie J, and it is underway. We started this past week in Hollywood, Florida, weekend at the A4M Anti-Aging Congress, and there were thousands of doctors and nutritionists and anti-aging people there, and all of them in unison pretty much said sugar causes you to get old quick. And we were able to interview a lot of people. One of the biggest was Dr. Robert Goldman, and Dr. Robert Goldman holds over 20 strength and bodybuilding records in Guinness Book of World Records. He's written over 40 books. He just got from Arnold Schwarzenegger the Lifetime Achievement Award. He has gotten several medical degrees. It just goes on and on and on with Dr. Goldman. He, Stevie J, did, we're talking about push-ups, handstand. You just flip up into a handstand.
Yeah.
Go down and touch your nose.
Oh, boy.
324.
Have you ever tried that?
Well, I can only get, 250, 260, Stevie J. It's no big deal.
Oh my goodness.
I can't even do a handstand. Never could.
That's crazy, though. What strength? So you were encouraged and vindicated in all of the things you said for so many years. That sugar is the number one culprit when it comes to what happens to our bodies and how quickly we age.
Yes, Dr. Goldman had his mom and dad there. Dr. Goldman, 63, had his mom and dad there, and they're well into their 80s. Spry, brilliant, very well-spoken, president of Mind. They were all over the Congress. And one's 83, one's 84. Very
great attitudes, upbeat, and it's great to see, but they don't eat sugar.
Well, I tell you what, I wanted you to know I got a letter from a man north of Champaign-Urbana and said that my wife and I and son have done this for a while now and have quit sugar, and it's life-changing was the word he used.
Well, that's wonderful, and it truly is. It's hard. I know we talk about it every week, Stevie J, but it's hard to overemphasize the difference in life that takes place, not just in the way you feel, but the way you look, and as you say, the way you think, the way you sleep, the way you live. And it's a life changer.
But if you had to bet, go to Las Vegas, bet $100 at the window, would you take the $100 that people will stop eating sugar, or would you bet on diabetes? My money, unfortunately, because 80% of our grocery stores are filled with processed sugar, I'm afraid diabetes is probably going to win this race.
Yes, there's no question that would be the case. There's no question. Another one that we were able, and he invited us into his home, Stevie J, interviewed this past weekend. Do you remember Tony Little?
Yeah.
Tony Little invited us in, and we had a great interview with Tony Little. And then we had a great interview with Bill Superfoot Wallace, Elvis's past partner and undefeated Professional Karate Association champion of the world back in the 70s.
Wow.
And we also had a great interview with another movie star. She's done well over 60 movies, Cynthia Rock. And we also were able to talk with a leading neuroscientist in brain advancement. And again, none of these people eat sugar.
Where can we see the show, Warren? How will it be distributed?
Right now we're in conversation, Stevie J, with Discovery Channel.
Okay, good. That's so cool.
And the director, which is kind of interesting, and I'm about to start training him. He's up for a sequel in a movie that is coming out probably August, September, but his name is Harry Mock, and he worked with Rambo, Sylvester Stallone, and also did Uncommon Valor, as well as coming up a movie that is being released, Animal Crackers, with Stallone and Danny DeVito and a plethora of other stars. And so going out and eating, and he would always ask, Warren, what are you about to order? So.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Warren Honeycutt, okay, you'll let us know how your show will be distributed.
Yeah, we expect it to start either late fall or January.
Was I the first guy to put you on every week regularly about no more sugar?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Sir.
I'm here all week. Thank
Excellent.
You very much. Yeah, I knew it.
Good job,
Stevie I knew it. And then people,
and
you
Stevie
know.
J, yeah. Today, if I may, I mean, this is a compliment to you. I am on 720 WOR, which is a 50,000 watt station downtown New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Their reach is this is Nielsen, 1.4 million people.
Yep.
And then tonight I'm on 770 KNOB out of Albuquerque, 50,000 watt station. Their reach is about 200,000. So in one day I'll be able to spread this message to over 1.5 million people, thanks to you.
Well, no. It's all about, you've been doing this long before I met you, but you caught my attention. You got me in on it, and away you go, Warren. And those guns you show on your doggone Jack LaLanne suit make me sick, baby. Mm-hmm. You look so good.
By the way, Dr. Goldman knew Jack LaLanne. He's lifetime friends with Stallone and Arnold and all kind of different people in the fitness business.
Yeah.
And I walked in. It was a private party, which I was very grateful to be invited to by Dr. Goldman. But I walked in, and he said, man, that outfit looks like Jack LaLanne.
That's exactly right.
Uh-huh.
All right, Warren, they can find you at Get Honeycutt. You really want to illuminate your day, go see what 65 looks like with a Google image of Warren Honeycutt, and just know that you can do this. Quit your sugar. We'll be in touch, my friend. You're the best. And congratulations on this TV venture, and I can't wait to hear more.
Thank you, Stevie J. You guys have a great day.
You too, Warren Honeycutt. We got him going a couple of years ago, coming up on 3. I mean, as far as regular, uh-huh. We're starting a Sugar Buster uh-huh. Club. He's the honorary chair, and away he goes. Listen, the message is real. It's a kind of a – you've heard stuff, you know, but sugar is kind of fun. I like a donut. I really do like donuts. And you can't. It's not like you can't have one. You just can't have three. And you probably shouldn't have a donut every day, that kind of stuff.
That's right.
You just have to. But it's so life-changing as far as physically. I told you my cholesterol dropped 100 points because of sugar. I never would have thought that.
Our sugar busters try to limit their processed sugar intake to 30 grams or less each day.
If you're tired of how you look, how you feel, how you think, the thinking took me by surprise. I think the thinking I have is, you know, whatever you think of it, it's actually more acute than it used to be. So, boy, I'm glad you didn't hear me when I wasn't acute. You can text in if you want to try and join. You go on 3 days probation, and we send you a fancy schmancy certificate that could be worth millions someday. Then again, maybe not.
The nutrition counselors that I visited with says, look at your drinks first. And a lot of people drink pop and, you know, try to reduce that, replace one or two with a water. That sort of thing is what we're looking for. So, of course, you can always chime in. 359-2255 here at ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, it's a good place to get started is maybe what you're drinking. Here we go. Sports headlines, quarter till 8. On this Wednesday, it is August 18th, and you do have till midnight tonight to file. If you didn't get it done because of the mess-ups at the website, it kind of crashed on everybody, so the IRS says have till midnight tonight to complete it if you have not done it.
Well, Prezo over the Illini 11-7 yesterday, stopping their five-game winning streak. The Illini will face Grand Canyon University this weekend. Cardinals over the Cubs 5-3 yesterday. They've got a game at 1:20 this afternoon. You can hear the action for Cubs fans on US 105.9 with Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer. Of course, Mike Shannon and John Rooney sound great on ESPN 93.5. In fact, we have your Redbird recap now.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney at Wrigley Field in Chicago, where last night the Cardinals scored two in the third, three more in the eighth inning, and a three-run rally in the eighth started by a two-out home run from Paul DeJong. And Ricky, he broke it 0 for 13 with a major home run.
He's such a dangerous hitter. Even when he's not hitting well, he can come through with his power, and he had a long home run to left. Cardinals were able to get three runs late in this game, and they needed them. Cubs always play tough at home. They scored two late against Greg Holland, but Bud Norris came on to nail down the victory, picking up his fourth save. He was terrific, going an inning and two-thirds to pick up that save.
The Cardinals won the game 5-3. Adam Wainwright picked up the win. He's 1-2, and they
We go on the air at 12:20. Yep. It's Cardinals-Cubs today, ESPN 93.5 for the Cardinal broadcast. And, of course, as you said, on US 105.9 for the Cubbies, that's probably at 12:45. They generally, I think their pregame's a half hour. So Cubs-Cardinals game one. The Cubs, by the way, the Cubs and Cardinals, interesting stat. Last year, the Cardinals were 78-65 outside playing the Cubs. The Cubs outside playing the Cardinals were 78-65. They had the same record.
Wow.
But since the Cubs beat the Cardinals 14 out of 19 times, they won the division. So the Cardinals with a win last night in Wrigley matched their entire win total last year at Wrigley, which was one. They lost 8 out of 9 at Wrigley last year.
That's wild.
They had 9 one-run games out of 19 games, and the Cardinals only won two. The Cardinals are way ahead of last year's pace, and see if they can, if they win another one, they'll double the win total from all of last year at Wrigley Field. They're just hard, Cubs are just hard to beat up there. And the Cubs aren't quite in sync yet. It was 25-degree wind chill. It wasn't baseball weather. Cubs are dangerous. We'll see. Anyway, Cardinals beat them last night.
Well, thanks for that stat, Stevie. We have the Oakland A's over the Chicago White Sox 10-2. White Sox 4-10 on the season as they've got an afternoon game also. In college basketball news, Tim Miles has locked in a one-year contract extension in Nebraska. And speaking of college basketball, looks like Coach Brad Underwood will be represented on Friday, May 18th during Illini night at Busch when the Cardinals face the Phillies at 7:15.
I'm going down to that.
I know. It should be great. That navy jersey looks awesome with the orange Cardinal logo. Illini night also happening in July for the Chicago White Sox when they face the St. Louis Cardinals. So take note of that, White Sox fans. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
If you want to text in, how about four tickets? I'll get you Cardinal Reds tickets if you want to go Sunday. It's 1:15. Nice pretty sheet there, Diane. See that? Yeah. If you would like to win these, just text in CARDS, C-A-R-D-S. If that fits into your life, you want to go down to St. Louis for a Sunday game, I've got four free tickets. Cardinals and Reds Sunday afternoon. Cardinals have won five straight, all on the road. Pretty good. They're only a game out of first place, trailing Pittsburgh. Cardinals are 10-7. So we'll see. April 22 is the ticket date. It's the Sunday. You have to get yourself there and back, of course. But I do have free tickets if you'd like them. 10th text in that can use four Cardinals Cincinnati game tickets. Weather, I think, looks okay for the weekend. Not bad at all. You can check it. But if you want to text in, try and win these four. Yeah, text number 359-2255, 359-2255. The 10th text in, the text in Cardinals or Cards. We'll give you these four seats to Cardinals and Cincinnati on Sunday afternoon. 10th text right now. All right, this next Tuesday, I will be at CMI, Chemical Maintenance, Inc., online at cmiclean.com. You can call them at 359-6262. CMI would love to put you in their circle of trust. A lot of us have shields up. We're always worried about getting sick. They have the e-sprayer that can just kill all those viruses. Amazing the stuff they have. Betsy and Brad Parks, and I'll be there Tuesday broadcasting live and then working for them for 3 hours. CMI, part of the Hard Working Man series. CMI, Chemical Maintenance, Inc., 359-6262, cmiclean.com. Okay, 10th text in, wins the Cardinals. Cincinnati tickets are Sunday. Good luck to you. Need a little more coffee, do you, my friend?
Well, CMI is where I always get my floor wax. I have hardwood floors in my house, and they've got this really good stuff. So
you wax it, because I have hardwood floors, so I should wax? I've never waxed.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, is it slippery?
Wax hardwood floors.
Well, I mean, you have slippery? Does it slippery at all?
No. You use that stuff, in fact, it's non-skid.
Okay, so how do you apply?
When my wife puts pledge on the Swifter, I butt kills you.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, don't do that.
But the wax works, and it doesn't, like, you have to let it dry, of course.
Yeah, it's like on basketball floors. That's non-slip.
In the words of Napoleon Dynamite, I want that. Well, so I have to ask Betsy about that. Okay, Steve Suderman's at Good Vibes. He can set you up with anything electronic when it comes to speakers and theaters and beautiful big screens and 4K and plasma, everything else. What do you got going on?
And we'll probably end up in your house doing it. That's just something that I've just figured out the last several nights in a row. I've been in someone's house running wires in their ceiling or their walls or that. Not what I'm best at, but it's what our company is best at. We do stuff that people either could do but just don't have the time or shouldn't do because they're never going to get it done. But we're kind of heading out of TV season. As the weather's getting nice, there's new models coming out. But I will say that there are some 2017 models at the lowest prices I've ever seen them at. So there's still some real good TV deals running around. If you need a good signal for your TV, we just launched the Prairie Gardens annual. We're going to set up with Dish Network and give you some money to spend at Prairie Gardens, but this year we've upped it to $100. Mm. So sign up for Dish service. You get $100 to spend at Prairie Gardens, another good local business. And it's our installers. It's, you know, you know who's coming to your house. It's not just some guy in a, you know, Joe Sixpack. It does not work here. Today we just launched an audio sale on Polk soundbars. They're all $50 off from the little Mini, which is the most amazing $249 box you ever heard, up to the full 5.1 surround sound with wireless woofer and wireless rear channels. It's $549, and it's amazing. And the Paradigm Towers are 25% off. Outdoor speakers from Definitive Technology are 30% off. So we're trying to upgrade your sound inside, outside, on your TV, for your hi-fi, whatever.
I still enjoy the house system and, you know, turn it up in the garage. We have it on the patio. You guys did a great job, and that's still working great. And it's and good reception. You know, I get the stations clearly. It's really nice. So you guys know what you're doing. You've been doing it a couple of years. So
46.
What? You say 46?
46.
Oh, man. All right. If you want to get hold of Steve Suderman, locally owned and operated, good guy, trustworthy, how do they do that?
Call us up at 351-0909. Visit us on the web and see that Prairie Gardens deal at gvibes.com.
Okay, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, Stevie.
Always a pleasure. Steve Suderman. And then there's Honda BMW Champaign, drivechampaign.com, dealership that maybe you need to know about. Go over and see Ben Quattrone. They've got all the Hondas. They got hundreds of vehicles on the lot. The service is fantastic. The BMW side is ridiculous. Very, very impressive. And what you need to know is that this Honda dealer is the top 10 percenter in the country. And I think, you know, they know that now. I mean, they know that we got to be on our best. I mean, because they're now famous. They're famous. So go over to see Ben Quattrone, Honda BMW Champaign, drivechampaign.com, right off Neil at Burwash. Test drive something. The weather's breaking. Get something with a sunroof. You'll be very impressed. Honda's a wonderful line. You got a great line of vehicles. DriveChampaign.com, top 10% Honda President's Award-winning Honda BMW Champaign, DriveChampaign.com, and enjoy your test drive and tell them I say, yo, Nikki.
Yes.
I got 4 tickets for you. You win.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's Cardinals Cincinnati. I take it you're a Cardinal fan?
I am. Watched them last night. Do their thing at Wrigley.
Yeah, that was. Come on.
Had to bring it up.
Hey, listen, they matched their win total all of last year at Wrigley with 1. So now we're way ahead of the curve. Whoa. Cubs are hard to beat, but it's such a rivalry. I mean, it really is something to watch.
It's always good when you get one.
I was so happy not being there at a wind chill 25. Oh, man. Hey, listen, you enjoy the ball game. Hopefully warmer Sunday afternoon, Nikki. Enjoy, and thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. Thank you. Nikki wins 4 tickets, Cardinals Cincinnati Sunday afternoon. And took them out of my season ticket book, so she gets all of those. It's 5 till. We're going to break for our Fox News here at the top of the hour. I enjoyed having Warren Honeycutt excited about his TV pilot, that they're talking about health and trying to stay as youthful as possible based on what we're ingesting and exercise and all those good things. We talk about exercise here coming up in a moment. I love Pamela Gayle Johnson because she's termed a happiness expert. And it's if you can choose happy, it's better. And understanding life has plenty of ups and downs. There are a lot of things an outlook can give you a much happier existence. A little on that coming up. Also, our good friend Evan Brown live from Miami, Florida.
And CU Autism Walk is at the Champaign County Fairgrounds. So the Julies coordinating the event are here to share information.
Could I get you involved in that?
I know.
I can't get
Team
Diane.
Aiden, if you want to donate, by the way.
Team Aiden. I can't get you involved in anything. Okay, we'll be right back. Fox is next.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. I know that sound. That's a powerful turbocharged engine. And that's my phone on the available wireless phone charger. This must be the sophisticated new Honda Accord, the 2018 North American Car of the Year. Now, who wants to see me change the oil blindfolded? Anyone?
Hurry in to your Honda dealer and test drive a 2018 Accord today.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. That's the versatile magic seat folding down so all my stuff can fit. I got it. It's the Honda Fit, a 2017 KBB.com best value brand.
Hurry into the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event and get 0.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Fit for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers today.
See dealer for financing details based on 2017 brand image awards from Cali Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for info.
Booter.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
I've said this consistently. I find it more true today than it's ever been. The most important player in New England is Tom Brady. I know what you're going to say. Of course it is. It's a 5-time Super Bowl champion quarterback. Of course it's Tom Brady. Set aside the quality of Brady's play. Tom Brady is the one guy that makes it so everything else that Bill Belichick does in New England is accepted by the other players. If Tom Brady takes it, if he takes the mess, then everybody else says, well, if the best player in the franchise's history takes it, I guess I got to take it. If Tom Brady gets berated during a film room session, who's Danny Amendola to say anything different? The most important player in that building is Brady because he's willing to accept the Belichick way.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
What does your morning sound like?
Goodbye, baby.
Is she asleep?
Yeah, finally.
Great. I picked up our favorite breakfast sandwiches from McDonald's.
Ooh.
Mmm.
Oh.
My turn.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset in the history of forever.
Nice, Mike.
Yeah, and some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike. Enjoy yourself.
Yes! Woo! Thank you! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right.